fighters. Today, I want to address something that comes up all the time in the free Facebook group. I sound like the guy calling the Kentucky Derby, and they're coming around the turn, and Betsy Ross is in the lead. Isn't that pretty good? Is that pretty good? That was pretty fucking good. All right, just made that up. All right, that's really not the intro I had because I don't actually have an intro for this, so I just made that up on the fly. But today I want to talk about four growth assumptions that many of you are making that are limiting the profits that you can make in your business. You think anyone saw the spit flying out of my mouth right there? It was like, can you do that in like slow motion? That'd be really cool. So anyway, you guys, I'm having a good time here today. Listen, I want to talk about these four things quickly because I'm seeing, the longer the contractor fight is around, even in the free group, people are getting better. Okay. Because they're absorbing a little bit of the stuff that we teach and some of the concepts. And then as they get better and they get to a point where they got to decide if they want to grow their business or not, I'm seeing a lot of head trash come in. And there's four things that I'm seeing right now from that. So, in typical Reber fashion, I'm going to take what's relevant to y'all and I'm going to make some content about it. And hopefully one of you knuckle fucks will get something out of this. All right. So number one assumption that you guys are making is if I grow my business, I'm going to have more fires to put out. Says who? Now, if you have a turd for a business, oh, look at my little turd here. Okay. If you have a turd for your business and you add more turd material to the turd, then you're probably going to have more fires to put out. I was trying to figure out how to connect turd and fire and there was just nothing good. So I just rolled with it. All right. So you guys, before you go and try to grow your business, notice I didn't use the word scale. Scale's a shitty word, okay? Before you go and try to grow your business, get clear on what you want to grow, all right? Now, if you're a low-profit business and you want to grow and do more jobs and add more trucks and add more people, you're probably going to have more fires to put out. But instead, take a step back and go, all right, we're doing pretty good. I got a nice business here that's profitable. Things are going well. I'd like to do more of it. There's nothing wrong with that. And don't make the assumption that just because you're going to add people to the business and add more projects and different things like that, that it's going to mean more fires. Now, it will mean more fires if you don't take your role as the leader in your business seriously, because your number one job as you're growing your business is to raise up people. It's to build people, build great projects, build people, sell shit. That's your job. Okay. So you will have more fires if you ignore working on yourself as a leader, how to attract better talent and things that are going to help you grow the business. Now, if you're a low profit business, you're going to have a hard time recruiting talent that when you hire them, number one, you're going to have a hard time fucking paying for them. And number two, all right, if you're not profitable, you're not going to be able to buy yourself enough time with those new people in key positions in the business to help you actually elevate what you're doing. Hopefully this makes sense. Second thing you're doing, the assumption that you're making is that growth will mean smaller profit margins. All the frickin' time, all the time. People are like, I normally sell my work at a 50% gross profit, but this is a $100,000 job. And, on big jobs, you can't get a 50% gross profit. Time out, bullshit. All right. We've had people in the contractor fight battleground program sell $1 million projects all subbed out for a 50% gross profit, which means their subs were charging them $500,000 and they charged $1 million. It can be done. So don't make the assumption. In fact, there was a big business empire group that I used to know, and that's not their name or anything like that, but and they're good people. But we used to get into this verbal punching match, right? Whatever. I don't know. You get the point. They'd be like, your group's teaching people to sell at a 50% gross profit. That's just not realistic on a $200,000-$300,000 project. Who the fuck says? You know who says? The common contractor who's out there telling themselves, oh, if I want to grow my business and I want to do bigger projects, I'm going to have to settle for smaller profit margins. Now, there will come a time when, based on if you control the growth of your overhead, if you don't keep adding to your overhead every time you add more revenue, and if you keep it a little bit smaller and leaner, then you can afford to come down from a 50 to a 48 or a 45 or a 42%. And that might be your sweet spot based upon number of employees you got to keep booked through the week, number of leads coming, average job size, and closing rate. Then it might make sense and it's intentional, but don't sabotage your sorry ass right out of the gate by going, oh, if I'm going to grow, I got to lower my profits. That's bullshit. Stop robbing yourself. Fighters, quick announcement. Mile High Profit Summit tickets are on sale right now. We've been getting crazy messages and emails about when are you going to put tickets on sale? We want to be there this year. So if you want to join hundreds of other amazing FWs as they work on themselves, work on their businesses, go to milehighprofitsummit.com. Check out what we have for you there. Join me, Steve Rosenberg, Ben Newman, and a bunch of other total FWs that are going to bring the fire to you and help you walk out of there with actionable tips, strategies, tactics, and any other word I can think of to help you get better. MileHighProfitSummit.com. Number three, Tom, if I grow my business, if I double it, if I take on all these more customers and stuff, there's just going to be way more negative customer feedback. I'm already getting complaints from people, and I can't imagine wanting to grow that. So more jobs and growth equals more unhappy customers. Well, if that's the how you're approaching this, then you have a process problem, my furry friend, my furry fighter, my furry fighting friend. I swear I don't do drugs. Anyway, did I ever tell you that? I the only drug I've ever done is weed. Like way, you know, well, maybe now and then. But anyway, never did anything else. My uncle, here's a lesson for y'all. My uncle told me when I was 15, please don't ever try cocaine. I said, why? He said, because you'll love it. Okay. So I never did. So anyway, guys, if you're worried that growth is going to create more negative customer feedback in your business, I want to encourage you to take a step back and evaluate the experience that you provide for your customers. How are you communicating with them? Are you clear on the scopes of work? Are you setting expectations? If you're getting negative customer feedback right now, okay, it sucks. We've all gotten that f***ing text at 11:30 at night. You know, you're just settling into bed and you hear your phone go off and you're like, I shouldn't look at it. And if you like me and you're an idiot, you pull it over, you look at it, and Joe Smith is pissed off about this, that, and the other thing, and now you can't fucking sleep. Anyone ever been there? Okay. So as much as those things suck, they are opportunities for you to get better. So that, again, back to as you grow, you're not growing the fucking problems you have right now. You're not growing the negative feedback. You are putting things in place to learn from those things and head them off at the pass before they become a problem. So don't make the assumption that if you grow your business, it's just going to be more fires to put out, more headaches, smaller profits, and negative customer feedback. And the fourth assumption, Tom, if I grow my business, I'm going to get a lot of employee resistance. This is real, okay? Every company I've ever been a part of from a leadership point of view, whenever we've gone to add people, because let's just face it, if you want to grow your profits, grow your business and all that, and you're doing 100 jobs a year now, and you're like, hey, you know, we're marketing, we're building the brand, we're doing some things right, we're profitable, want to pour a little gas on that thing, expand our footprint, and do 150 jobs and then 200 projects and up, all right, you're going to need more people, all right? It's a no-brainer. However, when your current employees, this is a common thing, like I said a second ago, and I've never not run into this, whenever we've gone to intentionally grow the team, there's always a couple people on the team that are threatened by it, and they're resistant to it. Okay? They're threatened because, oh man, if he brings in new blood, I remember hiring this painter one time, he was fucking awesome. He was amazing. All right? And he wasn't just amazing the first day or week. He was always really good. The first week he worked with the crew was kind of an audition. And at the end of the week, I brought the whole crew back into the office. I said, what'd you think of Joe? And they're like, we don't like him. Okay. Because he was exposing their mediocrity. Okay. So if you get employee resistance, if you're building your business right, You're scaling the things that you want to see. I hate that word, scale. You're growing the things that you want to grow, your profit, your quality of life, the quality of the experience that you provide people, and on and on and on. Okay. And now it's time to truly grow your team, and you have people that are resistant to that, then you might not have the right people. And that percentage of people in your company, maybe 10 or 15% of them that have an issue with the resistance of growing the business. I like things the way it was when Tom was disorganized, didn't have his shit together, and blah, blah, blah. He used to float me money when I was short between paychecks and there were no systems, no processes. Okay. Don't worry if you outgrow those people. All right. Every single business that I have run, started, been a part of, has different phases, and not all the people from one phase get to go to the next phase. Hopefully this makes sense to you. So my friends, growth is a good thing. It's the old saying, if you ain't growing, you're dying. Notice I didn't say you got to like triple your revenues and all this other garbage. And if you have three trucks, you got to have 10 next year or anything like that. Just get intentional about what you want to grow. And then all these things that I talked about, head them off at the pass by truly learning how to run a business. Don't take the shit bad habits you have now into the future with you. Learn from them, learn the lessons, make the changes, optimize it, and move forward and continue your growth. There's a lot of good shit on the other side of this for you guys, and I appreciate you. So listen, if you're watching this, before I get out of here, before September of 2023, go to milehighprofitsummit.com. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other kick-ass motherfuckers for Mile High Profit Summit 2023. Hit the link in the show notes and check it out. I'm out.